USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Actor Jussie Smollett has been released from jail after posting bond. The Empire actor was in court on Thursday on a charge of filing a false report. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lehner.
Defendant Smollett then stated that he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him. Defendant Smollett also suggested that Abel's older brother Ola assist him with the attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the United States to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. Pompeo was on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here?
That's right.
And the U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested with plotting a massive domestic terror attack will remain in custody for at least 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A state is cracking down on those who perform unauthorized abortions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oklahoma doctors who perform unauthorized abortions could lose their medical licenses in the future. Under a state house bill that has advanced yesterday, they could only perform an unauthorized abortion in an emergency case, a measure that called for making all abortions a felony in Oklahoma died earlier this week in the legislature.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the U.S. to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. In a statement yesterday, Pompeo said that she does not even have a valid U.S. passport. Hassan Shibley is the family's attorney and says she would like to be held accountable for her actions.
And as an American citizen, Huda herself and her family simply want to face our legal system. She's willing to pay whatever debts she has to society. She's even willing to spend years behind bars if that's the debt she owes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Is the American way of doing business broken? Well, according to Aaron Dingen, it is, and companies need to change if they want to reinvent themselves and survive. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dingen about his new book, Brave New Work, and in that book he discusses some tips and has some ideas for how business owners can survive and their businesses can actually thrive once they make these changes.
We build these systems to try to have control and predictability and safety around what we're doing, and we don't want to feel like we're going to be surprised or shocked or things are not going to go the way we want them to go. So we want our guidance to the market to happen. We want our strategic plan to happen. We want our annual budget to happen. But what we misunderstand is the nature of markets and organizations themselves. So there are two kinds of systems I talk about in the book. One is a complicated system, which is like a watch or an engine, which is predictable and cause and effect and controllable, and an expert can fix it. But a complex system is different. A complex system is like traffic or the weather or your, you know, toddler. Unpredictable, very likely to surprise you, very likely to unfold in emergent ways. And so the only way to understand a system like that is to interact with it. And the goal there needs to be to kind of continuously steer, to try things and react and tune. Nobody ever comes in from the garden and says, honey, I fixed the garden.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio or online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.